Campbell, Emily. Hobart, Tasmania, December 9th, 1895. Dear Sister Emily Campbell, I had written a letter to meet you in Battle Creek, but I found that it, and also one to Dr. Kellogg and another to May Walling, never went. I was taken sick, very sick, and it was thought I might not live. Then Sarah McKenterfer was telegraphed to come by the next boat. Well, if I could see you, I could say much that I cannot possibly write. For 4 months I have been much of the time in an enfeebled, exhausted condition, not able to go down to my meals, and it has been a terrible battle to gather strength to write. I have written but little. I will send you copies of some things that I have written. Fanny has been a terrible burden to me. She has had scarcely any interest in my work. She has caused me great suffering of mind by her moods and attitude. She has gone over the same ground again that she went over 2 years ago in Brighton, making her complaints to Professor Prescott and wife and as many others as she could, that she made over all my writings, and that these writings were hers as much as mine. You know how much of that is truth. And yet she and poor little Marion were set down out of sight. She was grieved because Sister White got the credit of all when their talent was put into the work. I asked her to write out on paper just what kind of recognition would please her, but this she has not done. Notwithstanding it was thought next to an impossibility to attend the Melbourne meeting, I went in great feebleness. Satan saw that Fanny was in a right frame for him to use, and he did use her. She worked out his attributes right in the midst of that important camp meeting. She seemed to have no power to resist the workings of the enemy, and I was weighed down as a cart beneath sheaves. I was so weak, my heart was so feeble, I feared I should die. Sarah McKenterfer came in good time and has worked as faithfully as you have worked, but more scientifically because of her long experience. I spoke 20 times in Melbourne at length, and many times speaking on important matters about 20 or 30 minutes. Since coming here, I have been very weak, but I have spoken about 8 times. I seemed to be so reduced I could scarcely walk, but thank the Lord, I am again climbing, getting a little strength. I have disconnected entirely from Fanny. Who will fill her place, I cannot tell. She begs and pleads to be taken back, but I will never, never connect her with me again. Caldwell and she have formed an attachment, and that while his wife was living. She has now obtained a divorce from him, but you can see that neither of them have any right to have the least love for one another in that line. They thought they could get married, and both engage in doing my work. They would marry at once if I would sanction it. Where is their spiritual discernment? Oh, what a brain Satan will use if we will let him control us. What a scandal this would be upon me and my work. Well, I will write no more on this point. You know how I have warned them, and how hard I have worked to prevent a course of action that would lead to such results.